Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
No, it's hump day.
Come on. Do it, baby.
I'll do the humpty hump. I'll do the humpty hump.
Oh, that's a little bit better. Yeah, that feels good. Hey, Janelle Koenig.
I've never heard that song before.
You have never heard the Humpty Dance?
No.
This is 1981.
Is it like Humpty Dumpty's theme song?
No.
It should be.
Well, it should be. Absolutely it should be. No, look, this is a little thing we thought we'd try. It's funny you say that because when I walked into Padgy, who is our sound guy here, he makes all the bells and whistles on the radio station.
Yeah.
I walked in and I said, hey, man, I've got this idea for Hump Day Wednesdays for a brand new thing that we can use. Can you find this? And he was like, I've never heard of that song before.
Wow, it's niche.
This is, to me, it's like famous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Humpty Dance. If you're listening, Google the Humpty Dance. You will not be disappointed. It is a Wednesday banger and the perfect thing to get us into this hump day. As I mentioned, Janelle Koenig is in this afternoon for the next couple of hours. We're going to call this With Wednesdays. All right, so
nice.
Pete Corelli with Janelle Koenig.
Sure.
Loving it. We're going to come back in because you've brought guests again today.
I love a guest.
Yes,
or
me
two.
Too.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Janelle Koenig joins me this afternoon for the next couple of hours. Good to have you along.
Thank you.
You've brought more friends in today.
I have brought more friends in for you today, Pete, and friends with benefits because they're bakers.
Yeah.
Those kind of benefits.
I mean this with all due respect, Joe Locke from Bake Boss, hello.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be a baker because you are like tatted up to the wazoo and you're this big brute of a bloke and like do people know you're a baker? Do they?
They don't. They think I'm a bodybuilder or security.
Yeah. I would have said security.
Standing at the front of the shop, they wonder, do you work here or do you just look after the place?
How valuable are these cupcakes? Yeah, yeah.
It is hard to imagine Joe creating a tiny little intricate icing flower, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, well, it seems too delicate for your extraordinarily large hands.
I'm very delicate.
Okay,
I'm very
great.
Soft.
Awesome. Gentle lover.
I am. I'm a gentle giant.
Awesome. Your lucky wife.
Now, Janelle, the reason why they're in here today is because you and your family, particularly your kids,
yes,
are on this new show called Nailed It.
Called Nailed It. And it's a baking show where people in America who are not very good bakers come on and attempt to create some kind of huge baking / confectionery challenges. And it's always awful. And it's really funny to watch them fail.
Right.
I'll admit that. I'm enjoying the Shaden Freuder.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And it is glorious. But do you think, Joe, that baking's making a huge comeback?
It definitely is. I think we like to offer everyone a chance. We don't want them to fail. We don't want to feel like they can fail. And look, everything you can fix, everything you can hide, everything.
Yeah,
everything's
awesome.
Fixable.
Yeah, great.
Sometimes.
Now, why is Joe and his team in here this afternoon? What's
okay,
going
well,
on?
Well, Joe and Bake Boss Janicott offer a lot of cake making classes and decorating classes. And I thought he could come in and give us a bit of a Nailed It challenge.
Yeah, okay.
So you brought in some cupcakes?
We did. We made some flamingo cupcakes.
Right.
We thought we'd show you how to make one or two and then see if you can replicate it.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We are going to throw this up online as well, the Mix Facebook page, mix.com.au, and we'll see how we go.
Wash your hands.
See if we can nail it.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Janelle Koenig.
Oh, I love that title.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Catchy.
50K giveaway coming up after 4 o'clock. And we're joined by more guests who you've brought in. Joe Locke from Bake Boss is here with all of his cake stuff and a challenge for us.
A challenge for us. Now, I've been watching a show called Nailed It with My Kids, which is basically people attempting to make cakes and usually failing.
Mm.
And I've been laughing my ring off through every episode.
That's the whole point, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. But my kid said to me, it's all very well and good for you to laugh, but you haven't tried doing it, Mum.
Mm.
And that's true.
Yeah.
So that's why I've got Joe in to help us do it.
All right. So apparently we're going to make like cupcakes with flamingos.
Mm.
Joe, take it away, mate. Let's get started.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're just going to break up the black and white fondant we've got to start with.
Yep.
Just into two little pea-sized balls.
Yep. Okay. Two little pea-sized balls of black and white fondant.
So these are for the beak and the
right,
the
this
white
is,
part of the
yeah,
beak.
Yeah, yep. This is a flamingo we are talking about.
I can double
about.
Hand it. Look.
Oh, nice.
Too
both
small.
Hands, Janelle.
Too small.
Bigger balls.
Are mine too big?
A little bit
my
too
balls
big.
Are too big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like to see the size of my ball?
Oh, that's a good ball.
Yeah.
That's a good size
that's
ball.
That's an impressive ball.
It's a uniformed ball.
All right, now what's next?
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take one of our pink balls.
Yep.
Yep. So we've got pink balls now.
Pink balls now. So we're just going to roll it, working one edge.
Yep.
So it tapers down like a
yes, like a teardrop.
Like a teardrop, yep.
Yeah, gotcha. So this is the neck of the flamingo.
It is. So the fat end of the sausage we've got.
Yep.
Just going to flatten it off just a smidge.
Great.
And we bend it into a backwards S shape.
Oh, backwards S shape.
Question mark.
Question mark. That too.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And do it again. So you just do two of those.
Gee, you would be a gentle lover. Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Can we get to the piping already? I really want to do the piping. The piping's the fun part. You know when you're watching those TV shows where people are like making cakes? You know, yes. Like nailed it.
Yeah, like nailed it. Thinking I can do that.
The piping always looks like the most fun part.
It is the fun part.
Yeah, good.
My flamingos definitely seem better.
I'm just gonna make two.
Yours are good.
No, they're terrible.
All right, so grab your piping bags.
Yep.
Once you've done that.
Yes, we get to do the piping.
Yes,
fine. So if you squeeze into the bag, twist it around.
This is everything that I thought it would be, Janelle.
So how have you never done that before, Pete?
I've never piped. Look at my piping! It's so good! Oh, no, hang on.
A la Mr. Whippy.
Mm.
Delicious.
That is good. My piping is so good. And then you put the wings on?
You put the wings on?
From the middle or the outside?
From the middle. So just push really, really hard.
Yep.
Keep squeezing. Push, push, push. Like a birthing coach. Push.
Oh, I need Lamar's.
Push, Janelle. Push.
I am.
Put your little flower on top. Flamingo done.
My flamingo looks like it was in a bad accident.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wait,
thanks. Oh, hey. Well done. Mwah. Kisses, everybody.
Aww.
And now, of course, the best part where you actually get to try it.
Oh. Thank you.
As you just mentioned, we would both be really good on Nailed It.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
We can teach you.
We'll pop the video online. Hey, the Mix Facebook page and at mix.com.au. You can show your kids, Janelle.
Mm.
All right.
So fun. Get down to Backfoss Jandakot.
Absolutely.
If people want to get along to cake decorating classes, whatnot, website, social media.
Yep, website, social media, yep. Instagram. Follow us on there. We always post things about classes and anything that comes up.
Amazing. Right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you keep bringing these people in because every time you bring somebody in, I get something out of it. It's great.
I like to share the joy.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Brought to you this week by our mates over at Celebration Homes, where they are tossing out free bombies and free tin men and free doggy paddles and free backflips and belly flops and free Marco, free polo, free pool. Celebration Homes will throw in a free pool when you build with them on select lots. This on top of their amazing inclusions, faster build times and quality craftsmanship. That's more to celebrate. Visit celebrationhomes.com.au/free pool for info. BC9780, T's and C's apply.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Janelle Koenig joining me this afternoon. 50K giveaway coming up after 4 o'clock, so we're not too far away. But Tegan Sapwell is a Nine News reporter, and she's at the trial of the man accused of murdering three women who disappeared from Claremont in the 90s. She joins us now. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Far out. Some very confronting stuff coming out, and it's only day two.
Yeah, it has been. It's actually just a pre-trial hearing. So what we've been hearing isn't anything that's technically evidence. It's basically the prosecution wants it out there. They want to find out if they can actually use it as evidence in the trial. So that's why we've been hearing so much material. And some of it, as you said, is very, very confronting.
The trial is predicted to go for 9 months. Is that unusual, a trial of that length?
Oh, look, I mean, I've never covered one that long. I'm sure there probably have been civil trials that have gone for longer than that. But, yeah, in terms of, you know, WA legal history, it's unlike anything we've seen, that's for sure.
And probably one of the most important of the last 20 years, I'd say. Mm. So we're into pre-trial. How long does this go for until the trial actually commences?
Well, this has actually just wrapped up this afternoon, a short time ago. So the judge will now basically go away and, you know, look at all the material that's been presented during this hearing, and then he'll decide what of that can be used as evidence in the trial when it starts in July. So, yeah, that in itself will be, I suppose, quite interesting when he makes those findings on what can be presented in the trial. And then eventually the trial is due to kick off on the 22nd of July at this stage.
Right. Ooh,
fascinating time in WA legal history.
Indeed. Was the accused in court this afternoon?
Yes, yes, he was. So he's been there for both days. Obviously, you might have heard the first day. It was actually adjourned very quickly because he'd suffered some sort of injury to his ear. Yeah, so that was adjourned. But he's been in court the last couple of days. He did have a little earbud there, but that was about it. That was the only sign of any injury.
Yeah, right, okay. And did he show signs of... I don't know. I suppose I don't even know how to ask this question. I mean, how was he to look at him?
You know, he was just sitting there very very calmly, very quietly. He only answered, I think the judge asked him, is this your name? And he said yes, and that was all he was required to say. And then basically when it would be adjourned at lunchtime or at the end of the day, he just walked back down to the cells. So, yeah, it was all very straightforward from that perspective.
Right, okay. All right, and we'll see more on Nine News tonight?
You definitely will.
Unreal. Tegan Sapwell from the Supreme Court this afternoon. Thank you so much for taking our call. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
And also joining us, Canel. Oh, my goodness. Canel Jernig.
Thank you.
Geez. Marilyn in Maylands. Hey.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Janelle.
Hey, Marilyn.
How you
congratulations.
Going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yes, as Janelle said, congratulations. $100 Crown gift card coming your way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. $50,000. Let's get you into the draw for it. Simple true or false question from last night's episode of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules. The stage is yours, Janelle.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, Marilyn, Lynn and Sal finished their instant restaurant second on the ladder. True or false?
True.
Yay! Correct! Their final score was 105, second highest.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow, Marilyn, wow. Hey, congratulations. Now one step closer to winning $50,000 in the ultimate luxury crown experience at Crown Perth. And, of course, the $100 crown gift card in the meantime to go and play with.
Nice.
That'll go quickly.
Depends what you do with it, Marilyn. All right, don't go there, what put it all on black.
Whatever I do with it, it'll go quickly.
Yeah, nice.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Got them onto it. Struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling. Babe, come over here. You got to watch this. This is amazing. Nah, not interested. No, got them onto it. I congratulate you.
Thank you.
What a spectacular story.
It's a good story. Now, I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. And when I say to you, I know more about Game of Thrones than anyone else I've ever met, I don't say that lightly or with conceit. It's just a fact. I watched it at least four times through every season. I know all of the secondary characters and the houses and the sigils.
Did I hear that you are some ridiculous placed on some quiz thing or...
You did. You heard it from me. I'm second in Quiz Up Australia on Game of Thrones.
What's Quiz Up?
It's like an app.
Right.
A quiz app where you compete against
You're
people
second
around...
in Australia on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, not the world. I did play the world leader recently and died.
Yeah, right.
Abominably.
Okay.
But anyway.
Gotcha.
I love it. I've read the books. I love the series. I'm a huge, huge fan. But my partner, Phil, refused to watch it.
Yeah, right.
Refused. He gave the first episode a crack and went, not into this.
Why?
He found it a little, he found it to be soft adult erotica.
Ah, he couldn't deal with the themes.
He couldn't. Some of them.
Yeah, right.
Some of them are pretty confronting.
Yeah.
But we're in about to go into season 8. Starts in April. And I convinced Phil, convinced and begged and pleaded, because it's such a big part of my life and what I love. I wanted him to watch it with me. So finally he sat down and begrudgingly started to watch Game of Thrones.
And how did he go?
He claimed he didn't like it very much, but he was doing it for me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so.
Because I love you.
So, yeah, because I love you. I mean, I wouldn't watch the soccer for him, but, you know, I appreciate the effort.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday, let me tell you this. So we've had a rat in the roof of our house.
Yeah.
And Phil put down some poison, of course. And I got a text yesterday from Phil that said, I've got that rat. He was still alive and blind and frothing at the mouth, laying there like Joffrey Baratheon, pointing its little claw at me. And then an emoji of the king yelling.
So you have managed to get him onto this so far that he's now referencing the show in little text messages.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure he had to look up how to spell Joffrey Baratheon. But that's okay. That's okay. It's part of our vernacular now.
Well done.
I've turned him.
You've nailed it.
I have.
133353 got them onto it, you know. This happens in everybody's household. Happened in mine.
What show?
Pretty Little Liars. I'm not even ashamed to say it. My wife just frothed this show and I was like, no, I'm not interested. Because it's a group of gossipy girls and mystery. And then she's like, no, same thing. Sure, all right, I'll do it for you. Then a few weeks goes by and I'm like, babe, new episode's out. We've got to watch it tonight. Get the kids to bed. We're doing this.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're talking, got them into it.
Yes, we're talking about TV shows that you have forced your partner to watch and they secretly love.
So you with Phil.
Yes.
All right, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Finally got him across the line. Now we're at a point where he is so into it.
He's speaking Dothraki to me.
Right. That must be hot.
It kind of is.
That must be amazing. You got the ponytail going.
I wish.
You come home on a horse.
We need to visit the costume shop, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That's another story.
Crystal in Mandurah got him into it. What have you got for us?
Oh, okay. So my husband got me into something, and much to my disgust at the time, he got me into the Netflix series of Outlander.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes. So okay. Are you feeling me? So yes. I'm sitting there on the first, like, I don't know how many episodes going, oh, I don't even, this is so stupid. Pause it. Why did she do that? Why isn't she, who's that, you know?
Oh, and, you're one of them, Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
This is half the reason why I don't like watching things with my wife. Because she's one of those. She is a person
who
will be like...
Yeah, well, everyone knows that I'm one of those.
Yeah.
So anyway, in under a month now, so it finally clicked and everything fell into place for me, right? I'm a little bit slow. And it all fell into place. And now, in just under a month, we're on to the third season. Oh. And I'm loving it. And I say to him, he's a night shift worker. I said to him last night, please, can I just watch a couple? Just a couple. And then you can catch up in the morning. He's like, I've got to sleep.
Oh, Crystal, so it's so good.
It's hard. It's worse than waiting for Home and Away to get back.
Oh, hang on a sec. Wait.
No, it's a lot worse. Mate.
No, it's not. Home and Away is amazing.
Okay, so Pete, the story of Outlander.
Because I've never seen it. What is Outlander? No. Apparently, yes.
So a woman goes back in time from Scotland to rural Scotland like 200 years ago.
Yeah.
And she falls in love with this broad kind of Scottish. Jamie Fraser. Hello.
Listen to you,
hello. He's this strapping Scottish with the accent and the kilt and he's hot.
Yes.
So now I'm thinking, you know, I need to watch a couple. Oh. Where's Jamie? What's happened to Jamie? I need to know. Please just let me watch a couple.
Yeah, right. So you're into the bloke.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm just like, well, of course we need to know what's happened. He's the main character. I'm not going to get myself in trouble now.
But, Crystal, to be fair, we could watch it with the sound off, couldn't we?
Yeah. No, we couldn't, really. It's the accent as well.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Caller of the day. Caller of the day.
Hello, Crystal speaking.
Hello, Crystal speaking. It's Pete and Janelle from The Rush Hour. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
That's good. We're just going to let you know that you've won our caller of the day.
Oh, woohoo! Thank you.
That is right. You need to get your gold hot pants out because you have won tickets to Kylie Minogue's Golden Tour at South Perth Foreshore on Saturday, March 9 for a day on the green. Tickets through Ticketmaster.
Wow. Presented awesome.
By
Thank
Mix
you.
94.5. You're so welcome.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. Awesome. I heard you guys talking about Kylie Minogue yesterday and I thought, oh, I should ring.
And you did? And look what happened. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic. That's cool.
Crystal.
Thank you so much.
No worries. A pleasure. Have a great arvo. Enjoy Kylie Minogue.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye.
See ya. That's why you should call this show.
Absolutely.
And not now because we're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Janelle Koenig, what a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see you. Let's have some flamingo cupcakes.
We will have some flamingo cupcakes. What Janelle's referring to is we made some this afternoon.
Mm.
Thank you so much to the guys over at... Is it
Bake Boss.
Bake Boss, thank you. In Jandakot.
Yeah.
Yes. Joe and his team coming out here. We made cupcakes. You can see all the footage, terrible as it may be.
Nailed it.
Online at mix.com.au and the Mix Facebook page. Have a great arvo, Janelle. Catch you next week.
Yeah.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.